Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Remind yourself every day what there is about the Good Day program that you like listening to. I hope it'll include the fact that Jennifer Horn is here with me on the Doug Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden. We're here working through some of the things that are, I hope, most of the things that turn people on conversationally, including the situation with the Super Bowl. And there are so many different angles in conversation to this. One of the things that I'm finding unappealing about this are the number of people who have gone to GoFundMe to raise money to get themselves to the Super Bowl. Now,
why does that bother you?
Well, it would depend on the circumstance. Here's one that doesn't bother me. Let me start with that, okay, Jennifer?
Sure.
A fellow named Dr. George, and I'm not going to use his last name because I don't want to. He's a psychologist, and he has worked to impact a lot of lives, but he has now ALS, and it's progressing rapidly. He has gone to every Denver Broncos game for 24 years.
Wow.
So I guess you would say he was a fan. Friends and family have rallied together to help send him and his wife to Super Bowl 50 to see their team play, because all the money that he's ever made in his life has gone toward his treatment for Lou Gehrig's disease. So that's legit. I'm okay with that. There's another circumstance. Gregory Good, a well-known super fan of the Carolina Panthers, never missed a game of theirs since 1995. So similar story to the other fellow, except that he doesn't have any good reason other than he doesn't have any money.
Just begging.
He's just begging.
Yeah, you know what?
Go ahead.
A certain point, these sites have become...
And by the way, people have given him $7,900. 290 yeah. people have sent in $7,900
you know,
to get
more power
guy
to
the
him,
game.
Though. If he's hoodwinking people, I mean, people are dumb if they're doing that, right?
I think they are.
It's their choice. But it's a new way. It's a digital age of begging.
Yeah.
Instead of panhandling on the street, why not just sit behind a laptop?
I guess. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And if people are going to give it to you, people are going to give it to you.
By the way, Jennifer, isn't there a study that was out this week about the supposed panhandling in Los Angeles and how many people actually make this their regular job? There's a whole scam. I mean, there was a crew. I think this is where this came from. A television crew spent a month following people who are panhandlers around Los Angeles.
Big
to
money.
See where they go after they've stood on the corner of Wilshire and Santa Monica, for example. I mean, San Vicente, where I drive every day. And there's always somebody. It's usually they have different days. It's like it's planned this way. There's a different person there every day, but yet with regularity, if you go on Wednesday, it's this guy. And if it's on Thursday, it's this woman. And they all have the sad, long story and the look on their face. Oh, please help me. They look like a sad dog. And yet some of these people, not all of them, this is not about all of them, but there are some who make a racket out of this. And so the cameras pursued them, and a couple of them live in very respectable neighborhoods and very respectable
60
homes.
60 Minutes did a thing, I don't know, 5 years ago or something like
did
that.
They
followed this woman in New York who was a hunchback, 88-year-old woman with crutches and worn-out clothes. Ends up it was like a 25-year-old girl in costume going home to a penthouse apartment.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't feel guilty about it. I know, especially for women, there's like a twinge of guilt when you say no to somebody for something like this. But you really do have to use your gut. I've told you guys this story many times about this woman that I'd see outside of our office at CRN, my day job. And she'd be constantly out there. Sometimes she'd have a kid with her, always panhandling. And I saw her one day and I kind of followed her with my eyes. I saw her walking down towards the freeway, and underneath the freeway bridge, she had her car parked, and it was a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't a brand new Mercedes, but it was still a decent later model Mercedes.
I tell you the story of my wife, who works for the county schools here, and her job is she's a liaison to the Latin community. So those who need help financially or just with the translation, with helping their kids get admitted into school, and if they need a teacher-parent conference and they need help understanding or whatever it is she helps them with. And she has people come to her, and there's a couple of specifics, and a lot of these people really need help, and it's a great position for her, but she has a couple of people that abuse it. One of them, they're renting a $2,500 a month house in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The ex-husband owns a cleaning company, has a $60,000 crew cab Toyota truck and a brand new GMC crew cab truck with a plow on the front, another $65,000, and a work truck for his cleaning company. He's got almost, and then she drives a Camry and a Toyota minivan. They've got about $200,000 in cars in their driveway, and she comes asking my wife for lunch money help to get on the county program to get free lunch and breakfast.
See you later.
Then when the Christmas program comes around, there are churches who donate Christmas presents to needy kids, and mm-hmm. they go through the county to find out who the needy kids are. This woman applied to get free Christmas presents. And my wife told her, she said, these are for kids who really don't have anything. And my wife is like, but my kids love to have 10 or 15 presents at Christmas.
Yeah,
I can only give them three or four. Right, sell one of those $60,000 trucks.
Yeah. By the way,
that's a higher form of begging.
How much credibility does your wife, whose married name is McFadden, have in the Hispanic community? Does she use her maiden name?
Tons. No.
I'm teasing you, kind of. It's just
But I thought about when the Irish named woman walks in and just starts speaking Spanish, and you know. They open right up to her. And I can't go without saying, there's a family that she helps that, I mean, you just wish you could give this family something because they need so much, and it's so sad. Yep. They struggle so much, and that's where the good is there. But there are people that abuse it, too.
Yep. All right, speaking of people who are opening up, Kate Winslet was interviewed yesterday about the role that she and Jack had on the Titanic.
She played said, Rose, quote, he played Jack.
Right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure.
I think he could have actually fit on the bit of the door. The idea that he could have had room in that raft so he could have saved himself. I don't know. I mean, that's sort of why did he have to die? I thought that was that. Wouldn't it have been better at the end of the Titanic if Jack had lived rather than died?
Spoiler alert, by the way.
What's that?
Yeah, in case you haven't seen it yet.
Well, who hasn't seen the Titanic? Come on. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, with a reminder about how wonderfully good people look when they use Genucel. Genucel works or your money back. This is the product I've been talking about for several years, that when you put it underneath your eyes, gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And because the folks at Chamonix have developed this new platinum dark circle treatment, you're going to take care of every single problem you have with your eyes in one treatment. And when I say one treatment, once a day, you put Genucel on your eyes to get rid of the bags of puffiness. It absorbs the liquid underneath the eyes. That's where it comes from, under the skin. And then the Platinum Dark Circle treatment is aimed at helping you get rid of, the dark circles under your eyes. So if they've been there for decades, call 800-543-9262 and get on board now. Genucel, an all-natural treatment, comes from Apple plant stem cell technology, gets rid of the unsightly bags and puffiness, brings beauty back to your face. Here's Lois, who writes, I love it, and I've been using it every day since I started getting it last year after I heard you talking about it. I would say the change is remarkable. So call this number now, 800-543-9262, and get yourself into this wonderful way to get soft, silky, smooth skin under your eyes and around your eyes with both Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. 800-543-9262. Guaranteed to work. Results in just minutes, but you'll really notice the difference overnight. Get at it. 800-543-9262 for that bright new look on your face.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This smooth swing man was the number 4 overall pick in 1992, going to the Dallas Mavericks. He ended up playing for 12 teams in a 14-year career to share the NBA record.
7 to go on the shot clock. Jackson to the outside.
So where is Jim Jackson now? Jim returned to his hometown of Toledo, where he runs his business, the JAJ Company, focusing on real estate development and management. Jim's been an analyst with the Big Ten Network since it launched in 2007. His son, Trayvon, plays for Wisconsin, and the two even mix it up on the court from time to time.
When was the last time you beat your dad in one-on-one? That's the question
everybody wants. You cheated when I was sophomore year. You backed me down all the time. That's what you know. Don't ask rhetorical questions.
Always nice being called a cheater by your son. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you fulfill your purpose? Take these 4 steps.
First, talk back. Silence your inner demons. You are smart enough and talented enough.
Second, claim your entitlement. You have a reason for being. It's your destiny. You and you alone must discover it, pursue it, and make it so.
Third, let it erupt. Events in your life have quieted your inner volcano, but it still rumbles. Show the world the fire within you.
Fourth, showcase what you've been hiding. Let the world hear your voice with a roar, not a whisper.
Display your talent vividly, not dimly.
Your destiny awaits. Find it and claim it. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that parents have a secret weapon which can almost guarantee a child's good behavior? The only problem, most parents don't know how to use it. But it works. It works well. Here's the social science of it. When children are being good, typically they're ignored. Most parents spend time disciplining bad behavior instead of praising good behavior. So when your child is being really good or does something of their own volition without being prompted, go out of your way and praise them. Kids yearn for hugs and smiles. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's really no secret weapon. It's just parental attention. Parents and teachers make dramatic changes in a child's behavior when they praise a child for being good. Got a cheap trick? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Ask the Butcher is a meat cutting app with recipes and cutting techniques. But for $2, it really lacks substance.
Gag me with a spoon.
Ask the Butcher.
Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. These television programs that are so focused on a small niche audience intrigue me. I was looking at the CV for this fellow that died, the world's top chef. His name was Benoit Violet or something like that. I don't know. Lived in Switzerland. But it brings me back around to thinking there were some discussions. I'm at a seminar. An animal seminar here in California. This is the last day of it. We've been talking about animals, and one of the things that came out of the conversation was how many shows on television there are devoted to animals. The whole Animal Planet, that's a whole cable network, right?
Yep.
And and how they come up with these storylines and the shows to fill the 24-hour cable channel just about either animals or, in this case, cooking. But the specialty networks that came about, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, the first of these specialty networks was the news, and then there were the sports channels, and now there's all of these other things that are built around special interests, and you just have to wonder how it is that people have the time. I know, Jennifer, I say this to you in tribute. You have so much stuff that you watch and are knowledgeable. You're way more knowledgeable than I am when it comes to what's on television. And so I glory in the fact that you have the time to be able to do this. And I also think about how much there is to absorb. The home improvement channels and the shows that are devoted to that. My God, it's really the health channels.
How often do I tell you how out of touch I feel? Because
I know,
I feel
not.
Like there's so much to keep up on. I mean, I think I try to do a good job, but it's hard. It's really hard.
Marisha, you also, I think, spend a lot of time being sort of catching up on something that you do it with music. Jennifer does it with television stuff. You do it with music. You were just talking about this band you listened to yesterday for the first time. You listened to the whole thing.
I've been following them for years, and I'll tell you when I have time.
Well, where do you get the time to come up with this stuff?
When I'm in my car.
In the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I'll have to listen to air check tapes of shows we do here at the network. That's what I do in my car. But every now and then I'll just say, you know what, I want to listen to some music today. So yesterday I knew the new Tedeschi Trucks Band album was out, so I listened to it, and it's great.
Really?
So, yeah, okay. You've got to make time.
So Jennifer knew that I was here at this animal seminar. So she sent me the story with this woman who claims that she actually is a cat trapped in a woman's body.
Think she's single?
She has a human body that is a genetic defect. Mm-hmm. She says, quote, "I've been a cat all my life. I realized I was a cat when I was 16, when doctors and psychologists found out what this thing was with me." She goes by the name of Nano. There's a YouTube video out that she uses to explain what's going on with her genetic defect. I wonder if there are people who have the same thing. Instead of feline, they're bovine or equine or canine. She sees no choice but to live her life as a cat. She wears cat ears. She wears a tail, a fluffy pink set of paws. She grooms herself in order to express her true self. So this is the next step in the people who are men that are caught in women's bodies or vice versa. Bruce Jenner said he was a man caught in a woman's. No, he was a woman caught in a man's body, so he became Caitlin. There are a lot of people who've gone through that. It's the first time I've ever heard anything like this.
A cat. I know.
Does she hiss at dogs?
I don't know, but she needs on my newspaper every morning. I mean, how weird is that?
It really
is. There's
got
to be just something missing from these people's lives to think that they're part cat. Although we're supposed to not judge, Dougie.
She's happy, she purrs.
Oh, yeah.
And meows.
Sure. Yeah. Got to watch out when she gets the hairball.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but now that you mentioned it, right. Let's clean that puppy out. Whoops, wait a minute. Use the bat. That's not a good. That was a Freudian slip. Get that puppy out. Get it for the story. Get it.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I got you.
I see what you did there.
51 after on Good Day.